Right now, time for the birthday scam.
She had some problems with the night deposit she made, which I know you never do, Rod, because you're afraid they're going to lose
it. I'm always nervous, yeah. You know. You're going to put it in there, and then, you know, some janitor is going to come in the morning, sweeping the floor, and just grab it.
Well, it had happened. They lost a couple of her deposits, and she thinks, of course, it's all been straightened out. But they involve her car payment, so we're going to call from the bank. Want to repo the car.
Hello, can you hold?
Hi, Jill.
This is.
Hi, do you have a moment? This is Ted calling from a bank.
Okay.
Regarding, I guess we're overdrawn on your account. We're missing a couple of deposits for your truck payment.
We put those two on, y'all, I have a paper about that.
What do you have?
It shows that we don't have to pay those because y'all lost our November payment.
I don't have any notice on that.
Well, my husband went up to the and spoke with the supervisor in the Woodlands. They went to the night deposit box. She went through it. She said that her night deposit box was broken.
Oh, that's convenient.
Who is this?
My name is Ted Lindsay. I'm calling from the national office. I have no record of that. All I know is that we are behind on our payments here. Now, a lot of times people will claim that they've made some kind of night...
We have it on record. I have my papers. I'll fax them over to you.
And you may be right, but...
may be right. I know I'm right.
What I would suggest, if you just send us a check for that, and then I'll conduct an investigation.
There was already an investigation conducted.
Not by my department.
Not your department. What department are you with?
I'm in collections.
Yeah, well, I've already spoken with Manny...
I don't know those people. All I know is that we have a shortage in your account, and we need
y'all are full of it.
Excuse me?
You're full of it.
Look, that's not going to help. I'm trying to help you out of a situation. I could just come and get the truck.
You better not come get my truck.
Well, I don't know what they're doing in the Woodlands. What kind of investigation?
No, okay, wait. No. The credit company on the Beltway, they admitted to losing our payment.
Look, I'm in Toledo. I don't know what a
You're in Toledo.
I don't know what a Beltway is.
I don't even know where Toledo is.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's in Ohio.
And here's what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to freeze your account, first of all.
You're full of it.
And I also don't appreciate your language, either.
I don't appreciate you calling me up at work and telling me that you're going to come get my vehicle and you're going to put a freeze on my account because you're ignorant.
You know what I may do? I may just fly in and handle this personally.
Well, then you come on. You fly in, you handle it personally, you come up to my hospital where I work.
Oh, you work in a hospital, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come up there, all right.
Okay.
You know what I want?
What?
I want one of those hospital gowns. I'm going to wear it.
You're a pervert.
And I'm going to wear it with the part open on the front.
And you're
wear
who?
It backwards.
You're who?
I'm going to wear it backwards. And then I want a complete physical from you, baby.
Oh, I don't...
Without the glove. Without the glove. You hear me?
Who is this?
This is Dean and Raj.
Oh, my God.
The birthday scam.
Who did this?
This is from Robert.
Robert did this?
Your husband.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill him. Oh, my God.